Hey guys, Dil here. Some things in life just do not make sense. Like 200 Plus coming back for a third season. I genuinely cannot believe this show got greenlit. Look, they're good guys all together, but as a podcast, this one is hard to listen to. It's like a cockroach. You just cannot kill it. Nick Butler, Sam Draper are back this year. Charlie Chom Combin, my favourite, has got the call up to the ones. And Max Lynch is a regular as well, just to make things a little weirder. If I'm being completely honest, sometimes this show is pretty funny. And don't be fooled, it's not just for the big boys and girls. Anyone who loves community footy culture will get something out of this pod. Give it a listen, or don't. G'day guys, Dil here. This should not come as a surprise to anyone, given he's one of the biggest and best sports broadcasters in Australia. But Brian Taylor's podcast, Life of Brian, is absolutely flying at the moment. Recently, he's had on James Brayshaw, Tony Jones, his nephew and Sydney midfielder James Rowbottom, and even horse teeth Tommy Sheridan. Life of Brian is not just about the guests. It also provides a great insight behind the scenes of the football media and BT's life away from the mic. He's a very, very quirky man. Who would have thought picking up sticks is so important? The show is hosted by his son Harrison, and it's fair to say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree because Harrison gives Brian a run for his money. Life of Brian is a clubby sports podcast, and it should be in your rotation. IllyXX.
Hey, Danny boy. How are you, buddy?
It's happening. It's so aggressive to start.
Oh, sorry, it's my back talking. Let me turn around.
Is it?
Sorry, it's my back.
You're actually
my front.
Losing
sorry, that was my
muscle.
Back.
You're losing muscle because you're running now.
Went
you're
to,
back.
Went for a run today.
How many Ks?
7.8, but who's counting? I don't know.
I did 42 this year.
Yeah.
In a marathon.
So
you won't do that
for
again.
Lunch. I went along the a river there in Melbourne.
Oh, really? Mm. Did you shower after or you just rocked back into
just
work?
Rocked back and, in. And yeah, just, I don't shower, remember?
You stink. It smells like wet socks in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to wash myself out of an ice cream container, but then I remembered you took it home. You
should take your personality for a shower. Give that a wash because it bloody stinks, mate. Stinks like fucking wet socks. You're
How
the personality
you?
Of two wet socks.
How are you?
Your
hair looks good.
Your hair looks good.
You got a haircut.
Your hair looks awesome.
You look like a real estate agent. It looks really good, man.
What happened last week to
Mate,
you that we
big
about?
To recap, like lots to talk
a
about.
A lot has happened.
I don't want to lose track right now where we are, but it's nearly, bloody hell, this year's gone quick.
It has. Your Christmas tree's up.
December. I put a Christmas tree up.
You shouldn't have done that.
Why?
Because we said last week or the week before that they have to go up on the first.
Mate, I didn't want to put it up. I'm the Grinch. I had no interest in putting a tree up, and Jazz said to me.
She goes up.
And then I said,
so
yeah.
So I bloody got something else that goes up.
You make the rules. I said, you make the rules.
There's something else that'll go up soon if you watch out.
No. Let's stop that. And you're well? How's your day?
Yeah, my day is good, mate. Do you want to talk about what happened to us last night?
Yeah, let's sting it.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week. He's missed the start. He's celebrating. He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns. Gorham just kicked it.
All right. Last night. Now, firstly, off the rank, you pulled out on the golf game on the weekend.
No, I didn't. That's fucking bullshit.
Is it?
No. When did I pull out?
You never messaged me about it.
Oh, my God. You pulled out because you couldn't get there.
Let's play this Sunday.
Don't put this. Admit that you pulled out.
No. No one pulled out. Just
you
didn't
pulled
get away.
Out.
Do you want to play this Sunday?
I'll play any Sunday.
We have a position.
I'm going to play a Saturday. I'm going to play a Saturday Arvo at 2 o'clock.
Where at?
30 degrees.
Where at? That's going to be very hot.
Actually, let's talk I like about it. A lot of conditions hotter.
All right, let's talk about that later.
Right, but
last night we went to the AFL draft.
We were now, invited there.
We were,
which
weirdly.
Was good for some reason.
And apologies, that's why the episode was late because we normally record then, and
we had some stuff going on.
Blah, 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 busy boys.
We are busy.
Yeah, so
we
had,
are busy.
Had a bit on.
They were.
We had fun.
We had fun. They were very specific on being PG-13.
Yes,
like very directed at you. I feel.
No, it wasn't directed at me. It was definitely directed at you. But I'll give context of what we're doing. So the draft get there, draftees get there, sorry, the families are there, they're all sitting around. And basically there was like this part where Nick Del Santo gets up, he reads out all the rules and regulations. Mm. Then it was like over to us. They're like, you can have 8 minutes, do what you want to do, just don't do this, this, and this, and then get off.
Yeah.
And we're like, what the fuck?
Mm.
It wasn't on TV. It was just more just working the room, getting them a bit excited, calming the nerves down before we went up. So we went up there, had a bit of a chat.
Mm.
Met the boys.
Oh, mate. I think
mate,
before
I'm
that,
mates with everyone.
Mate, when you walked in the room before me and you obviously chatted to everyone and didn't really hear anything, but when I walked in, all the boys, little draftees, legend. For some reason, I got up on their shoulders. Like they carried me
part.
Around the room. Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I said, boys, I'm just one guy. Put me down, boys. Put me down. You know, Sardis, Cadman.
Yep.
Ashcroft.
Yeah.
They're like, get back on the shoulders.
Yeah.
Boys.
No.
I'm here to not do tonight. A job. I can't.
It was a good night, though. Congrats to the AFL.
Corrupt. I think that draft is a little bit corrupt. If I'm...
Why?
Okay. GWS get the number one pick today?
It was a bit funny in context how they try and make the fact that no one knows who the top one pick is. Like, literally everyone last night knew who was going everywhere.
Happen. What was
going
to happen. Yeah, I know. A shallow draft, apparently.
Is it?
Read it in the paper.
Oh,
they reckon.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I made some new friends.
There we go. Go through them.
Cadman. Good I friends. He asked me for my address.
Number one pick. Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, big fan of the show. Shout out to him. He's listening. He's a friend of ours and obviously a friend of mine being at the Giants now. So there's a fair bit we have in common. I've actually played more games than him at the Giants as well. So I probably be more of a leadership
You're
role
better than him
than
at the
him.
Moment.
Yeah. Yes. I'll tell you my three top picks of the draft. Didn't know a lot about it going into it, but I was on the way home sort of refreshing Twitter, watching the highlights. These are my three top tips that I think will be the best three players.
And I'll give you my worst top three picks.
In that top 10. Cadman, obviously, looks like a star. Jeremy Cameron type player. George Wardlaw, taking a pick 4.
Gun.
Apparently was going to go number one, but just had some really bad hamstring injuries.
Oh, yeah.
So I reckon he's...
A bit like you.
I never did a hamstring. He is a star. And my other one that I love, nearly I think is going to be the best player of the bunch, is Elijah Sardis.
Don't be funny because you don't know the name. My mate's with him. 3 weeks ago, we became Instagram friends.
Well, I'm friends with him now.
No,
you're
not.
I'm actually really good.
Yeah, he's going to be gun. I think he'll be the best of the lot.
Wow.
Elijah Sardis. Good
highlights. And he's an Essendon guy, which we love Essendon as well. So there's already that connection
there. We love Essendon.
There.
You hate Essendon.
No.
That's why
no.
There was a bit of animosity in the room when he met you. Because he was like Paris about him being my new teammate and you hate him.
No. So anyway, it was a good night. Basically went up there, worked the room, met the families, met the parents, gave them some advice. And I thought what we'd do is we didn't really go through the whole list. So we were sort of spitballing before the show, some do's and don'ts for young draft picks.
Just before we get to that, all our jokes, they landed, didn't they?
Mate, they actually did.
They did.
Which
we were
is
on
crazy.
Fire. We were on fire. It was a tough early. Tough to break the ice.
Yeah.
I heard people coughing, but as soon as we got rolling, there was laughs left, right, and centre.
Yeah, we were just working the room.
We felt comfortable.
Yeah.
Loosey-goosey.
Just own it. Get up there and fake it till you make it. And it was a good night.
So let's go through the fullness
Except
of what-
Except I think I lost the AFL sponsorship with NAB.
Do you want to talk about that?
No, not yet.
This is actually serious. Deal said something about NAB, the major sponsor of the AFL, and that fell flat on the room, especially the corporates.
Yeah, they didn't like that
AFL.
One.
They didn't like that at all.
No, I think it was okay.
I don't think so.
I said, we love NAB. And everyone's like, yeah.
No, that's how you try to fix it.
Yeah.
No, okay. It wasn't. I think I drunk all the bloody beers there.
Yeah, so did I.
There's no beers there for the boys.
Yeah. Anyway, do you want to get into our list of stuff?
Yes, I do.
All right. First one was that we went through was... After you get picked up in the draft, you have your whole team reaching out via text message saying, Danny, Johnny, congratulations, mate. Welcome to the club. We love you. It's good to see you. Love from Paddy Cripps. Love from Sam Buckley. Love from Toby Green. Love from... We said to them, only get back to the senior players straight away. Don't get back to anyone that plays in the VFL.
Fuck no.
Power move straight away. You're already better than them.
They're below you.
Yeah. Don't reply to anyone you don't know the name of.
When you go and meet them the day after, they'll know that they text you and you get back to them.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And you're already above them. You're already above them.
Yeah.
You mean business.
This player thinks it's better than me. I like that one. We didn't say this one up on stage, but we said the draft photos. We can't actually, because we said that the photos have already been done, but still applies.
And so to give context to that, we're like, don't let photographers push you around. These photos that get taken of you on draft night will be with you for the rest of your life.
Like the one of me on the beach.
Exactly.
Kneeling down.
Yes, like the one of me and Billy Longo when I'm in headlock at Pearson Oval. And the worst part was of this is all the media managers were in the room.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't really go with it because we're like, this could ruin the club's content ideas.
Yeah,
true. Yeah, so it would have been a bit awkward.
Let it go. Just on that, I said this morning to you two, we got to get the boys out of playing Guernseys.
They're in these big baggy suit pants with plain Guernseys. It's so embarrassing.
So they get the Guernsey, they go backstage, put the Guernsey on, and then come out and do all the photos, which I get, in a Guernsey and suit pants, and then go and do the interviews for 3 hours post them being drafted in a Guernsey and suit pants. Give them a polo. Someone please give them a polo.
Even just a fucking jumper or something. Next one was a 2K time trial.
Yeah.
You like that one.
I did. I said we don't set PBs first session back.
So this is just anyone out there that's gone to a new club this season, a bit of a rule. Never set a PB on your first session at the club.
Even if you're fitter than everyone.
Just go in there, hold elite, so like 10 to 15 seconds under your belt, come back after Christmas, smash your PB, and then everyone goes, oh my God, this bloke's been literally working so hard over Christmas, we're going to play him, we're going to make him captain.
You train on Christmas Day.
Literally.
Didn't have lunch. And then we said, you can't do every session, and you don't want to. Sometimes you're underdone and you can't do a 2K time trial. You've got to
fake some injuries.
You've got to fake injuries. And
but fake the right ones.
The right ones that you can't get busted for being fake. Yeah. So tendons, we know, physios hate. Doctors hate.
It's a red flag straight away. And tendons, because they're hard to come up on the scan. Very subjective.
You need a special scan.
You need special things. And even if nothing shows up, it's still just you've got to take the word of the person for it.
You can run with that and just get out of everything. And sore groins.
Yeah, oh, that's scary.
Doctor and physio, they hate any sore groins.
Especially in young players, in their young colts.
And then gastro.
Gastro, well, you want to clip the whole club, so you don't want everyone going in with gastro.
So keep those up your sleeve.
They're the top three to go with for any injury, any sick night. Mm-hmm. They're your best three. You want to avoid anything structural. You don't want to say, I got a sore knee, broken leg, because you can scan that and they can find that there's nothing actually wrong with you.
You can.
The other one was on your first day, you'll go in there and they say straight away, draft picks don't matter, boys.
Happens every year.
The draft picks don't matter. It doesn't matter where you got picked up. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter how young you are. Nothing matters. Rip up your birth certificates.
Boys, leave your draft pick at the door. Whatever you did last year, Brownlow's, Cripper, drop it off the door. Clean start here. We don't care. Everyone's on the same playing field. Are you okay?
So I've got a bit of a sharp pain in my stomach. Oh. I think I ran too hard.
I think Dill's appendix is exploded.
I think I ran too hard.
I think that camera's picked it up. Dill's literally in the most pain ever.
Sorry, I'm all right now.
Are you all right?
Speaking of gastro.
That's what you're trying to do.
I think I had something just pop up there. We also said congratulations to the boys out there over 200 submitters. No matter what, they've just guaranteed themselves 10 years in the AFL list without even playing a game. You don't even need to touch it.
You could just carry the ball bag out there for the boys and they're going to say, geez, he's got potential, this kid.
Probably the best one of the night was your one about...
This was a bit risky.
Yeah.
For us.
Because all the draft recruiters are there, all the clubs are there, all the coaches are there.
So I said, boys, tonight some of you might get picked up by a club that you don't want to go to. Come up here on stage, shake a hand, smile, do the right thing, then get backstage and tell your manager, I've got 2 years and I'm fucking out.
Yeah, we're back.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that everyone loved that, actually.
They did like that one. Surprisingly, it was very funny. It was very true. And last but not least, we had one little bit of advice to the parents and said, please, whatever happens, don't – you know, parents love – there's some lot of passionate fathers and mothers out there. Don't jump on your club's Facebook page and start commenting and fighting with fans about why his son's not getting picked. It just is really embarrassing.
It's a Nick Graham special.
It's really embarrassing for everyone. That happened last year with some player. I can't remember who it was. Yeah.
And I said, boys, just, you know, a bit irrelevant, but still you might find yourself in a situation. Stay out of the fucking corridor. You see me bursting through there, stay out of it. I'm not sure how they'd get in the corridor, but just in case.
I don't think that was actually a thing. All right, so we went through the do's and don'ts. It was a good night all in all, though. We shot off just before it, but apparently everything went well.
Apparently we left straight away.
Yep.
We didn't want to be there.
Yep. And now, a lot of message about the Paddy the Batty video. What is this? I saw it, but I didn't watch it because I thought you would be able to educate us on it.
I did see it, and everyone tagged me in it, so thanks for tagging me in that video. He apologised. So he says on his podcast or whatever, I think he does a podcast, that he hates when people don't pick up their dog poo.
Yes, I do that a lot. I mean, I pick it up.
You leave it there.
You pick it up without a bag, which is really weird for you. You always pick it up and put it through your thumb.
That's right, because when you and I
It's really
walking,
weird when you do that. Why do you do that? Because sometimes you put in your ice cream container. It's really weird that you actually do that.
No,
that actually reminded me of something.
Thank you for reminding me. The last week we said how you like to...
It reminded me of something of you did.
How you like sniffing dog's farts.
No.
And Frank's farts. And that's right, we went on that walk once.
Yeah.
Frank did a poo. And you said, hey, man, don't throw that out. I'll get that. And I was like, no worries. So I kept walking. I turned around and saw you bare hands with the poo really close to your mouth and your nose. It was almost like you were eating it. But I couldn't see that clearly. So that does remind me. Anyway, he said that he hates people who don't pick up their dog poo.
Yeah.
A week later, he's knocked on someone's door.
Yeah.
And he's saying, look, I'm so sorry, but I don't have a doggy bag. I can't pick up my dog poo. Like, can I come in and get a bag or can I have some water?
This is in Ireland, is it?
I don't know where he's from. Where is he from? Do we know?
Ireland, yeah.
We don't know. In his home country. And that was just what a man kind of thing.
Yeah, what a nice guy.
What a nice guy. So we love Paddy the Batty and you love him a lot. There's a lot of similarities between you and him and dogs pooing and farting.
Okay. Anyway, Australia won.
I did.
In the World Cup.
I beat Tunisia.
They did. They beat Tunisia, and that was fun for everyone, all the Australians.
What's your thought on the campaign so far?
It was a good campaign so far. Obviously, we went down to France.
Yeah.
And then we beat Tunisia.
Yeah, that's your, good
header.
What's your header
from the Duke.
Yeah.
And we had obviously a big game this week.
And who are you playing?
This one?
Yeah.
Well, it's on Wednesday night at morning, actually, mind you, and that is against a very tough outfit.
Yeah.
So
which one?
Who do you think it is?
No, you tell us.
I actually know, but it's just I've...
Just have a guess then at this point.
No, I know.
Denmark?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is. Yeah, so and I'm looking forward to that.
What are your thoughts on the formation? Anything that's concerning
you? 2-2-4-6, I reckon, is my favourite sort of setup. One in goals. I like the one in goals because if you do two in goals, it's not...
Yeah. And it's probably illegal to have two in goals.
Well, it is. Yeah. And that's why I don't like it. So
it's
I don't
hard
like
to score
it.
With his
yeah,
two in goals.
It's hard.
Yeah, that's
and
fair.
And then, yeah, it gets confusing which one's the goalie. And
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. Yeah.
No so we do. We play Denmark.
Yeah, it says there. You lost it.
So hopefully we beat Denmark. Obviously, that's going to be a tough outfit, but hopefully we win.
It is. I've looked forward to the future.
Yeah.
As you know, I can see things and predict things.
And what do you think wins? So if you can say it now, what do you think happens?
We win. We won this morning, and we won 1-0.
What did the Duke do?
The Duke, he was heading everything. Yep. He didn't use his feet at all. He was actually, someone passed it to him, and he got on the ground and headed it away.
Love that.
Like, he was like a snail on the ground. That's all he knows now. And there was two goalies in the goal.
I think he plays for Japan in the Japanese League.
He does play for the
Japanese League.
He plays for the Beijing Space Flyers.
Yeah.
He plays the Space Flyers.
Yeah. Hey, this is a good one. This is one of our favourite segments. This is an ongoing segment, but we just put the ones up when they're good.
Mm.
I actually haven't read this, so this might be a bit hard off the top. But this one's from Ethan.man.
Okay, the man.
Don't know if you still do this segment about injuries, but anyway, training for the footy and had a ripper preseason from December till April. This was the training session of round one, and the coach decided to bring out the bump bags. Long story short, the bump bag got the better of me and sent me to the hospital with a broken hand, which I then had surgery on and had to put metal plates and 7 screws in.
That's very you.
A fucking bump bag.
That's you.
How did you break? What was he trying to do? Fend off the bag?
Yeah, the bump bag's not meant for fend off.
No.
Or don't argue. That's, a bump bag fucking sucked.
Mate, was there anything better than
being on the bump bag?
No. Well, sorry. Let's talk about bump bags before we get to the specky bag.
Yeah.
But was there anything better in juniors and even at AFL level when they used to bring out the specky bag and you'd have to go practice your spoiling?
Yeah. Specky bag's good. I imagine you're spoiling. Never did that. You do that.
It was so weird. Yeah. We used to have to practice our spoiling. I was like, mate, just let me get up there and fucking Gary Moorcroft it.
The best has been like someone's dad would be on the bump bag and just try and line them up or even a
coach.
And
it was one of the nerdy dads.
Yeah.
And you just try absolutely and line smash them up. The shit out of
them. I know. So good. Messages to deal read by Dan in brackets. This guy.
Oh, this guy doesn't.
This guy doesn't even get it. We know him. Joey Lopez.
Yeah, I don't even want to hear what he has to say.
The quaffle.
I don't want to hear what he has to say.
The quaffle enemy of everyone. We know he... Are you okay?
I've got stomach cramps.
Joey Lopez was the one who runs his mouth in the quaffle.
Mm.
Remember we had the big dilemma and argument and fight between Bond and Carrara, Carrara and Burley, Carrara and whoever.
Yeah.
He starts it all, this pissant. Joey Lopez is his name. He goes, Walter Mitty is so bad, such a waste.
Yeah, it's... Look,
and you sniff dog farts.
No, we didn't say that. And the thing about that is it's just not needed. And
it's mean.
Yeah.
Cooper Hebbard actually watched Pepsi Where's My Jet because of your priority pick.
And what'd you think, Cooper? Maybe expand on that.
I think
like
I picked
it?
That for him. I definitely picked that for him.
You did.
You're welcome, Cooper.
I've got a really good one this week. I'm thinking about bringing it up the runway.
Is it? Yellowstone?
I'm thinking about bringing it. No, I'm off Yellowstone. Fuck them.
Yeah, same.
Mate,
we'll talk about that.
Shit.
We'll talk about
I'm
it.
I'm so off it.
We'll talk about it.
Oh, I'm furious about that.
Honestly, fuck John Dutton.
That's too far. I wouldn't go that far.
Fuck the whole farm.
No.
Get the cows, the wolves, get the horses.
Yeah.
And say, guess what, family? Time to go to the glue factory.
No. No, that's...
Then get John Dutton out. No, I won't say that. Anthony Mirando recently joined the BT50 club, yet to kick 3 on the G, unfortunately. Any camping tips?
Oh, camping tips. We're actually going camping in a couple of weeks. Do
you
want to come?
You and I?
No, me and Sammy.
We should all go and share one tent.
I got a swag.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'll join the swag.
Yeah. Sam's a good camper. He loves camping. Darcy's coming as well. If you want to come?
No, I'm busy.
Okay. you don't even know when we're going.
No. I'm busy all year round.
Okay.
Thomas Mewitt.
Oh, I knew it.
Mew.
I knew it was him.
Sam Fender, best priority pick of the year. Amazing live show last week.
Thank you.
How can you fucking recommend artists?
Thank you very much. Pick? I really appreciate that. I actually had tickets to the show and didn't go because I had a stomach cramp.
What is wrong with you?
Gastrointestinal problems.
What?
Mm.
Tanner Griffiths.
Tanner.
Dilbo.
Yes.
What's up, you piss-an idiot?
Yes.
Last week, when you said you played NEFL at Springfield, but the ground has just been built. What's up with that?
Yeah, yep. No, I heard that. I apologise to everyone out there. I got the grounds mixed up.
What were you thinking of?
I was thinking of another ground out. It might have been Cooperoo.
Yeah.
And as you can tell, they're similar names.
That's an easy.
Yeah.
Colby Pickett, what's up, Dill, you dog fart sniffer? My mate Spencer Jenks met you a few months ago and he said you're a ripper guy.
That's lovely.
That's nice.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Colby. I appreciate that. And thank you, Spencer Jenks.
Alex Coleman. Stupid idiot face. 3 weeks to Miss Olympia. Can we get a backup date before you compete?
I've been really working the back.
Have you? You almost flew away because your lats are now like wings.
Yep. I've been really working the back. Yeah. I'm really keen to keep doing that.
You look really good, man. You look really, really good. From Matthew W. Oats.
Oats, yummy. I love oats for breakfast.
I appreciate your Instagram stories of early 2000 songs. My posts have never been so quirky.
Why are these messages so lovely to me this
week?
Why
are you so nice? Am I so bad?
This is so nice. I appreciate you, Matthew. More songs, okay. Yeah, so I appreciate you, Matthew. That means a lot. I really love my songs. I love the music. I think the one that he's referring to that I shared was Avril Lavigne, What the Hell, which from memory goes, oh, my life, I've been waiting for something I found. I'm thinking, what the hell?
No,
that's not how it goes. And the other one was Imogen Heap, which is one that goes,
What the hell is going on? Last one from a producer S, or he says, or P Sam.
Yeah.
Why does it smell like wet socks in here?
Oh, no, it's because I've been sitting in a fart room with my dog for the last couple of days. So,
and you just went for a run and didn't shower.
Yeah. Messages for Dan, read by Dill.
What's up? What up, everyone? Time for the fun guy to be here. Uh-oh, fun Dan's here. Hit me with some fun.
Riley Puckridge. Can the fans get a diesel code?
Bloody pucker up.
Can the fans get a diesel code? That's obviously, that jacket that you had on a couple of weeks ago was diesel, and everyone wants to get that jacket with a code.
You can.
Have you got a code?
Use code TRENDSETTER for 20% increase. You'll have to pay 20% more on diesel code. Don't associate with diesel. Don't shop at diesel.
Yes,
don't own
You're a diesel.
Anything diesel. Had
diesel
a nickname.
Dan.
Had a nickname diesel.
You did. I gave it to you.
You did.
Yeah.
Because I bloody run on diesel.
Funny story, actually. I gave you that nickname.
You did,
right? I don't remember. I think it was like, this was like back when we were like on the bus in South Africa. I was like, I'm going to call you Diesel.
Oh my God,
as like a shocking nickname. Oh, yeah, we'll do that. As like a shocking nickname. I was like, I'm going to call you Diesel. And then you were like, no. I was like, nah, Diesel's it. Anyway, then you went to the Gold Coast. You stopped messaging me. You didn't want to know anyone. You cut ties. And then I ran into Dion Prestia one night and everyone was calling him Diesel.
Mm.
And I was like, that's really interesting. I knew Dion before that and that was never his nickname. And then I worked out that you had then recycled that nickname and gave it to Dion Prestia.
I've never called Dion Prestia Diesel.
I swear to God, man.
I've never called Dion Prestia Diesel.
Diesel Prestia.
Diesel Prestia.
Yeah.
Why Diesel? Okay, it doesn't make any sense why you do that.
He runs on diesel, mate. He runs all day.
Diesel meatballs, please. Get in my stomach.
Anyway.
Thundance, you're here. What's up? My alter ego. I'm cool.
184.
Hit me, brother.
What current AFL player reminds you of yourself the most?
Heppel, Dyson probably. Trying to be undercover. Well, Dyson Heppel. I'm definitely a combination of.
Are you saying you're Dyson Heppel? Is that what you were saying?
I'm definitely a mix between a Paddy Cripps.
Yep.
That can go forward and kick goals like Buddy Franklin, Tom Lynch, got the ground skills of a Tom Papley and a Shai Bolton.
You're putting that, you're sort of like a Ryan Gardner
and
type.
And then if I had to go back, I'd be like a Stephen I'd be like a Stephen May, Darcy Moore.
You're a hybrid. You're sort of like Charlie a Rory Kerno. Thompson, Rory Thompson type.
No, Gold Coast. I'm more like a Zach Smith from the Gold Coast and the Sun and the Cats. Yep. So
that's really interesting.
Oh, I don't look like him, Sam. So yeah. I'm a bit of a mix of all the good players.
It's hard to pick when you're generation type Rick Riewoldt type player. Yeah,
and Richard Lambert.
Alice McCarthy. Great Doco recommendation last week.
No
maybe you should take over priority.
I have one for you as well. Here comes another one. Everyone watch White Lotus Season 2.
Oh, shut the fuck up, man. What, do you want me to go to fucking Netflix top three and just fucking
That's what you do
them?
Every other week. You know every week Dill goes before he picks it, he buys time and goes on Netflix and sees it was in the top 10.
No, I don't. I've got one for you this week and it's not in the top 10, brother.
Mm-hmm, right. Someone keep us Blake, please.
Bitken, BK3.
Bitken, Brooklyn.
You have an Oscar-winning laugh like Joken, Joe Waking, Woking Phoenix in Joker. Sorry, I'm reading these for the first time here, ladies and gentlemen. It says Joken. Joken.
Is this Joken? Yeah. You have an Oscar-winning laugh like Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin.
Oh, Woking.
You have an Oscar-winning laugh like Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes. Thank you, Beckham.
I haven't heard him laugh, but thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Dan Hay.
Hi.
New nickname.
Yep.
Groban.
That sucks.
Yeah, that sucks,
that's
mate.
No good.
I don't know what that... Groban?
Groban. Groban.
Groban?
No. Pass that one.
Groban.
Pass, please.
Groban. I think we need an explanation with it. Just, I'm not sure what it means. Sam Iko Wicks. Would love a funny story actually from you.
Oh,
Dan,
fuck.
Please.
Oh,
have you got a funny story, actually?
That's a Sam Ickowicks. The only thing about me is I'm always fucking doing funny things.
Well, it's a funny story then. Funny story, actually.
Bro,
I'm carrying the funny stories at the moment.
The funny shit happened to me the other day.
What?
It's a funny story, actually.
Yeah.
I went to my cafe and I was like, hey, I'll get an almond latte. He gave me a normal latte.
Oh, no, he didn't, did he? He didn't. Hey, what'd you do?
I was like, thanks so much.
That is actually quite fucking quirky, mate.
Oh, another
that
crazy
is quite
thing.
Quirky.
Another fucking crazy
no, you
thing.
Have another
no,
one.
No, no,
you
no,
can't
no,
have
no,
another
no.
one.
Another crazy.
You can't have another
I'm
one.
Fall and fly, though. Oh, the craziest, funniest thing happened in the pub.
Yeah.
Your funny story, actually. It was steak night, and I ordered the steak, and Chicken Palmer came out to me.
No, that sucks, mate. That fucking
and
sucks.
And I just said, thanks for that. That's, I'm always
you
doing
stopped the
shit
first
like
one. You should have stopped
always
the first
doing
one.
Stuff like that. Eh?
But I must admit, the coffee was that's funny.
That's good, thank
that's
you.
Funny
yeah, that's
shit.
A funny story. Thanks,
that's
man.
Really good.
Mm.
Mitchell Johnson.
Oh, five fastballs.
He says Mitchell Johnson, big Fardo Gorringe.
No, I just made that up.
Big Fardo Gorringe.
No.
I love you and GMZ and your farts.
Mitchell,
there
don't
you
fart.
Go.
Mitchell,
big Fardo. That's your nickname, Fardo.
No, Mitchell, I think about you more than you know. And I fucking love you so much.
I love you, Mitchell Johnson.
So much.
If
so
your message
you
didn't get
support.
Through for me, I love you
no.
too.
Thank you, mate. I love you more.
Angus Suland. Oh,
no.
Angus Land.
Mm. Okay.
How come the Big Red Shed gets all the cool nicknames, but Dill doesn't get any? True.
You can have fart.
I got Buckadoo.
You can have Dog Fart Lover. You can have Mr. Sniff Frankie's Farts, if you want. You can have the dog poo dispenser.
No, Dan.
Because you don't
I mean,
need...
I love those. They're good.
Yeah.
They're good, but I think we can go
you
better.
Have them.
I like them, but I think
you
we
know,
can go better.
Cabbage feeder.
No.
To the dogs. I actually noticed that in the way the studio, you put on lunch for the team and you're giving everyone cabbage. Is there a reason for that? Have you you've evolved to human farts now? Yeah, dog shit hole is another one.
Okay. Moving on. Jackson
dog lover,
Field.
Poo lover.
Has Vossie ever left you alone or does he keep calling?
Oh, mate. Last night. Last night at the draft, Vossie was like, mate, we're pretty keen to take you. I said, Vossie, that book's already written, brother.
Yeah.
If it's not a top 10, I don't want it. And I only had pick 11, so.
Yeah.
But he is keen to get
you
down there.
10?
They forget so quickly, don't they?
Or 9.
I went pick 10.
Mateus Filippo went pick 10.
Mm, that was 52 picks before you. That's how I think about it.
Well, we were in different drafts. My draft,
so
yours was very
shallow. So probably 102
yours
picks before you. I went 102
yours
picks
was very
before you.
Shallow. Mine was,
no,
on a super, mine
was,
a super draft.
It was packed.
Mine was a super draft.
Do you put the top
mate,
10 next to each other?
Mate, you see my picks in my round?
Who?
Lockie Neal.
Mm.
Myself. Mateus Filippo. I actually spoke to him last night at the event.
Did you?
I pumped him up, said that I loved his confidence.
Mm.
He's very confident. He wanted to go number one in the draft.
He did.
He slipped to 10,
that.
But still.
He said that.
It's good. You see the content today, him getting around at the Saints? Love that. Love that from
what
him.
What do you do?
Yeah, I was just walking around.
In the Guernsey.
Yeah, just walking
pants.
Around. It's exciting.
Yeah, fair enough.
Widget Schwab, more singing, please. Thank
yep.
you. That's
lots
probably directed at
thank
me.
Thank you. No.
Reese French Lightfoot. That's not a real name. It's about time you asked Dill for fitness advice.
Yeah.
I agree.
It is. So when I see you.
Thank you.
I see a
thank
9-year-old boy in front of me. And I think this guy has no idea what he's doing.
Well.
If you came into my gym, I'd bench press you thinking you were a 5-kilogram dumbbell.
So you bench 5 kilos?
I'd
is that what you're saying?
I'd bench way more than that.
Is that, well,
I'm just
but,
saying.
But no, but you said that you'd bench a 5-kilo dumbbell. So you bench 5 kilos.
You look.
It's like the old, you know. I
you
eat
need
pieces
get,
of shit like you for breakfast, and then you're like, well,
you don't
eat
have
pieces
enough
of shit for breakfast.
Your
I do.
You're
I
eating
a lot
cabbage
of protein.
Left, right,
I eat a lot of protein.
What do you have
I
protein?
A lot of almonds.
You, there's no protein in almonds.
There is. There's protein in nuts.
There isn't.
Yeah, there is.
Not my coffee.
In these nuts!
When's this you done?
I think we take that out. That was embarrassing.
Thanks.
All right, moving on. Let's. Oh, one more. Sorry. Last one. Matt Wilco, your prototype was shit. Leave it with the professionals.
Hey, Matt Wilco, see the door? Fucking open it up and leave. You're done,
is that
mate.
Matt Wilco, the big surf, the surfer.
Wilco. Wilkinson? No.
I don't think it was. All right. I'm gonna go out here outside for a second and just have a nap for a bit. GMZ. Do we no, do we still do this? Like, do you even have anything?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay, let's just move on. Who? Keep that in too. Fucking loser.
Don't keep that in.
People who this week, ladies and gentlemen, stinger.
People who. We hate the things that these people do.
Another big one. Another huge it's a long, one.
There's a lot. As we said last
Jesus
week.
Jesus Christ, there's a lot here.
There's a lot now coming to us that are based on personal experiences that happened to you individually.
More niche, the better.
And it's funny. They're funny because we can see that this has happened to you.
What we say, Dan, is the niches are in the riches.
That's it. What the fuck? We never say that. We
meaning
don't.
The better the niche, the better.
The more niche, the better.
Yeah.
Is what we're trying to say.
Yeah,
I think all that cabbage is getting to your head.
Yeah, me too. I'm getting headaches. Tommy Newton, people who don't try and get it on the exact number when filling up petrol, that annoys me. See, I'm the opposite. I'm just fill it up. I'm not trying to get it on a number. Grow up. You're not 13 years old anymore.
You only fill quarter tanks. You do.
You're the sort of guy.
No, you fill quarter tanks.
You know
tanks.
What you do, Dan? Is like, you're the sort of guy that's like, you've got like 70% of a tank and you go, ooh, petrol's cheap here. Let's pull in and just fill up it. Just top up again.
You always fill your car to a quarter tank every time.
And you love doing that.
It's so weird that you do that.
You love doing that. It's great by you.
Thanks. Peter White, people who excessively groan when picking something up. You do that as well. You do that a lot. I have noticed you excessively groaning.
You can't just say that I do every one
you
of these things.
You do go, because I remember on the snow trip, we went away together, and you were groaning a lot. That was at night, though, after a few reds.
On a stomach
ache. And you had your own room to yourself, so I'm not sure what you must have been picking something up in your room. Like the bed or something.
Tom.
There was a lot of tissues on the floor.
You need to grow up. You're such a fucking child.
That was so hard as
Tom Lawfice, people who join a conversation mid-convo and ask, what are you guys talking about?
You do that.
Shut the fuck up.
You do that.
You don't do that.
You want to tell your conversation on the weekend?
What conversation?
With the boys?
No, I don't want to do that one.
Okay.
That doesn't make
sense. Maybe next week.
Next week. That is annoying.
That is annoying. Dylan Simonella. People who insist on standing over the luggage carousel so nobody can see.
That is so annoying. Like, they literally stand at the junction of like where it comes out and they're just like trying to look through the fucking through the machines. Like, mate,
quicker.
Just chill out. We're all fucking waiting.
I know. We're all
get out of the
line.
Way, you dickhead.
Yeah, agree.
Young Das.
What are these names today?
Yeah, I'm not sure. People who come out to Friday beers but order Negronis because they think they're better than everyone else. Oh, 100%.
So Dylan's obviously... Oh, sorry, who was that? Yeah, Dylan?
Yeah, he was on Friday Night Drinks last week.
This happened last week and he hated it.
He was on Friday Night Drinks last week and someone from the office has come out and ordered Negroni.
Yeah, gross.
Tried to power move and he's just said, I'm not having it.
Everyone's got
to
chip in for that Negroni.
I'm not having it, Leanne.
Everyone's got to chip in for that Negroni.
Matthew Oates again.
What up, Matty Oates? Double appearance. People who point at a dog and say... That's you as a dog.
I like that.
You do that.
Yeah, I don't mind that. That's pretty funny.
And he said again, people who point at a dog and say, that dog needs more cabbage. there's a bit more here. He should come stay at my house. I'm a dog whisperer. They talk to me.
Right,
I'm going to grow up now. No more dog farts.
No,
some jokes.
Moving on.
Sam Douglas, people who laugh at their own jokes. So
yeah, that's
just
you,
me.
You fucking idiot.
Literally just me.
Patty H, people tell you, watch this next bit when you're watching a movie.
Oh, you do this.
My, that is so annoying. That is so annoying.
What's annoying about it?
It's just like, I'm fucking already watching, mate. Like, you don't need to tell me to watch the next bit.
So you're going
to
miss this if you don't pay attention.
Yeah.
Mate, I'm on Instagram.
I must admit, though, after like six bloke in a bars, I do.
Yuck.
I do when there's like a song on that I put on the aux. I'm like, no. Listen to this next verse. You're not listening to the lyrics of this song. He's speaking
Uber driver,
to me.
Put the windows up first and crank this song and listen to these lyrics.
Abby Merton, people who make a TV show, their whole personality.
Probably big.
I'm not into Yellowstone anymore. I'm literally giving up on that show.
We have a bone to pick Yellowstone.
Yeah, I'm done with it.
Nick Henningsen, people who walk around Melbourne Airport with a boost juice acting like they run the joint.
That's quite funny.
Sorry.
I don't know if that's a direct thing at me, but I had a boost at the airport last week.
Did you? Were you walking around like you owned the joint? That's great. Well, see, they're the ones we're talking about, the real niche ones that like just that. Piss you off.
I really like that. Hey, Craigo. People hit one good golf shot and start handing out tips. That's me, 100%.
That's great. I
love
that.
Always there to help support people. Do you know I'm playing in the Pro-Am tomorrow? I'm playing in the Pro-Am tomorrow.
How?
I don't know.
You know what? I played on...
At Vic.
You're going to hate this, actually, but you should be proud of me. I played 9 at Albert Park. 9, back 9.
Why the fuck would I be proud of you of playing 9?
That's guess what I hit.
People who play 9 are fucking losers.
Guess what I hit. Have a guess. Have a rough guess.
47.
No, go lower.
No, you didn't.
Go.
18.
Nah, brother. Hit a 10. I hit 8 hole-in-ones in a row.
And then what, one birdie or something?
And
or
then, an eagle. Well, it was a par 5 the last one. Oh. Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously, you'd think that's impossible.
Yeah. But you said, watch this.
I got the Power Bill driver out.
Yeah.
And I smoked this driver 437 yards.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Well, I haven't hit the flag.
It fucking hit the flag of the fall.
Oh, no. And then bounced away. Bounced
in the cup and out.
Yeah.
And then I had to fucking putt it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
and it rolled off the green?
Well, that's the thing. It bounced off the flag into the cup, then rolled back towards me 175 yards.
Oh, and then you chipped it in from there.
I had to get my pitching wedge.
Oh, no.
And then I pitched
it. So how far were you hitting it? 175?
175 with a pitching wedge.
Because you normally hit 200, so it would be a three-quarter swing.
Well, yeah, it didn't take a lot of effort. And then from 175 out with the pitching wedge, I fucking slam dunked it in pretty flat. I got a 10.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that's impressive.
That's golf, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are you doing in golf lately?
Oh, I've been trying to play with you, but you never want to play. Do that, that's crazy. Jamie Torre. People who ask their pets questions and if they're going to answer in plain English.
I'll do this.
Yeah.
I speak to...
Madden ran away this week.
He did.
Yes.
He did. He's
is he okay?
Safe. No, he's fine. He's safe. He went for a little stroll, but
where'd
we got
go?
Him back. Mate, he went around. Went across the road, across the suburb. But we got him back.
And
we're very grateful.
Called and
someone called. We got him back. We're all very
and
happy.
And what's your address? Just so that we know where we can send him if he...
I think to work out my address, it's easy if we reverse engineer and work out where you live. And then from there, we can get the coordinates to my house.
Yes,
so
whereabouts...
What's your actual postal address?
That
word makes, for word, number for number.
It makes complete sense, actually, that we do that. Work back from my address to yours. Yeah.
Give us a letter in it.
Sorry. So we'll move on. People ask their teacher if there's any homework before class ends. Why remind them?
Yeah,
Ella,
back in school. No, I don't do homework at all.
You do.
You
do
give
that to
everyone
your boss.
Homework,
you say, hey, do you want us to go sell any houses out of hours?
Because you give your staff here, producer, you give them homework. Because you say, okay, your homework tonight is to eat 3 cabbages. Frank, I'm looking at you. And then you gawk in here and he goes... smells like lots of you didn't do your homework.
Before you started this gag, I didn't even realise cabbage was like known for is that even a known for that
cabbage
thing?
Cabbage makes you really get some guts out.
Okay.
And
it's
playing dumb like he didn't know that. Okay. Boys. Who was this cabbage salad? Yeah, mate, we get it. We know you know. Don't act dumb to us. Fucking hell.
All right, Budgie Smuggler, Pissant Anonymous.
Yes, we love that
we do. We do. We love Pissant Anonymous and we love Budgie Smuggler. Use that code, List Cloggers, for 10% off.
Yes, please get on there. They're selling like bloody hotcakes leading to Christmas.
Yeah, they are. So seriously, they're good ones to wear. We're also going to do a Budgie Smuggler List Clogger of the Year. So we're putting in a bit of a vote count. You're going to the draw to win one of 3 List Cloggers packs also with the Budgie Smugglers.
Yes.
So we're going to put a little bit of a... poll out through the Instagram next week, and we'll do that and vote for it and vote who wins our List Clogger of the Year, which we're excited about.
Love that. Congrats to you. Could be you.
Thank you. So stay tuned for that, my friends.
Yes.
Here we have it. Okay.
Hello. Am I a pissant?
Yes.
Pissant Anonymous. My anonymous work colleague named Harry sits at a desk opposite me. He has the audacity to stretch his legs out to the point where he's kicking my feet under the part of the desk every time I tell him to move. He says, I'm in his way. Is he a pissant? He also takes his shoes off sometimes. Oh my God. That is so shit.
You cannot take your shoes off unless you're inside your own home.
Yeah.
There's
totally
no
agree.
Reason for your shoes to come off.
No shoes off on planes and no shoes off at office. You know what's another one? And I thank you very much. There's no name on this.
Oh, we'll talk
RJ Thwaites. Sorry. RJ Thwaites for bringing this one up, because I was on the plane on the weekend and I had my bag, like a tote bag between my legs, just behind my legs.
You took your Rios off on the flight.
And the person behind me was pushing their feet underneath my chair and then trying to push my tote bag like out of their way. And I was like, get off me,
should have reclined on
them. Grub.
Reclined them.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah, that's bad. That's a pissant thing to do. Mm. Any shoes coming off, you're a pissant immediately. Yeah.
Let us know how that goes, RJ Thwaites. If you need us to step in with that, we are more than happy to have a chat
We'll just cut his legs off if you want.
Anonymous Harry.
Lockie Bonnie. My girlfriend doesn't piss in the shower. Is she upset? I think everyone does that in the shower.
Everyone does. I think
so.
Everyone
she is a pisshead if she doesn't.
Everyone does that.
Yeah. Matt Cooper, my anonymous mate, Talon, refuses to eat fruit despite no allergy. He says it makes his tummy hurt.
My tummy's been sore today.
That's
just eat cabbage.
Yeah, true. That's a good replacement. Very, very pissanny to say no to fruit.
How good is it? What's your favourite fruit?
Oh, so many.
Mango for me.
You look like a half-sucked mango.
I love mango. You look like a half-chewed minty. I like mangoes. I like strawberries. I love pineapple.
I like cherry.
I love cherries.
Yeah, I love them more probably. Mm. What else do I like?
You love cantaloupe.
I do not like
you
cantaloupe.
You do. At the end of my fruit salad, you're like, can I have your cantaloupe and water and melon?
Yeah.
Like, more melon in this fruit salad, please.
No, thanks.
Yeah, you love melon.
Melon salad, yuck.
After
thanks.
I finished it, you always eat the cantaloupe and melon, which is really weird. Yuck. Put in your ice cream container.
No, I don't.
Really weird.
I put my farts in ice cream container for you. Sam Douglas, disgusting. My mate Dowling wears a mouth guard to pre-season training. No contact. Is he a pissant?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. That's very much a pissant.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen it before. Aidan McShane.
My mate always insists on walking half the distance home before getting an Uber. Pissant.
Oh.
I think, have we spoken about this before where I don't know the full length of that, Aidan, but I think what's a really good idea, if you live near a petrol station or something like that, to get dropped up at the petrol station, get a big bottle of water, maybe put some hydrolytes in it, get a little bit of a snack, like a vegetable pasty or something, and then eat it and walk on the way home and just sober up a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah, and before you leave, ask the petrol servant, has he had any cabbage tonight? Yeah. You want to hang out later? You know, have a few drinks back at your house, see what happens, have some more cabbage. One thing leads to another.
You're taking this too far.
You know, you're the Jeffrey Dahmer of the cabbage world.
Wow.
Caleb Ladder, my anonymous girlfriend's dog.
Don't. Don't even.
Won't go to bed unless it's made up the way she likes. Is the dog a pissant?
Yes, it is. People who sleep with their dogs, to be honest, like in their bed. Oh, no, I don't even know why I'm bringing that up. Just don't even. I'm like, you do this. I think you actually do this. You have Madden in the bed with you, don't you?
It's what you do, mate. Yeah, man comes in the bed with us, yeah, but he's on a cabbage-free diet. Everything's very clean and smells. Yeah, you know, it's good. You know,
people are getting over the cabbage jokes. They are. They don't like it.
People who let their dog.
They don't like it.
Dutch
don't.
Oven. People
no
let
more.
Dogs Dutch oven.
Not more.
Okay, no more.
Daniel Snook.
Snooky.
My anonymous grandma uses largest font available on her font. On her phone, Is she a pissant?
Yeah,
she
pissant-y.
Is. Get some better vision.
Get some better eyes.
There are such
You're not
thing,
fooling anyone.
There is such thing as laser eye surgery.
Yeah.
Very accessible. It's on just get it.
Just get it.
Yeah.
Or just stop looking at things then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jacob McElroy. I spent around 10 minutes feeling for the perfect Avo at Woolies. Am I a pissy man? I don't mind that. I think that there's a bit to, I think there's a bit of respect for me in that one. I think you got to take home the right Avo.
You do. You do have to. Yeah, it's very important to get the right Avo. Anna's big on that as well.
Yeah. Okay.
She's thinking about getting gloves for the gym.
No, she's not.
Sorry, God. She goes,
so
I got blisters.
That's so embarrassing, Anna. Do not fucking do that.
Because, she reckons she wants to get. I said she can't.
Because she does CrossFit now, doesn't she?
She does Rebel.
Oh, I've seen you doing. You got sponsored by Rebel when you're tagging.
No, not sponsored by
membership.
Rebel. It's we have an agreement with each other.
Yeah, where you do X amount of things.
No. Yeah. It's just an agreement to show everyone how I love fitness and I want to encourage others to get out there and try and catch me on the fitness levels.
Yeah, no, that sounds great.
You know me.
Yeah, and so Anna's doing CrossFit.
Anna's doing CrossFit and she's going to wear gloves and a weightlifting belt.
Yes, because she does clean snatches.
She does. She does it all. Yep. Olympic lifts.
Olympic lifts. Yep.
She could lift you.
Yeah, she probably could.
She could bench press you.
Nah, she couldn't.
She could.
Pretty big. All right, priority pick.
You're now listening to Priority Pick.
I'm really excited about this. Now, I want to just quickly get a bit of a my notes up. I made a different
here you go. Just, note section. www.netflix.com.
I already know this is going to go. Look, I'm just prefacing this and saying.
You say this every week.
No, listen. I haven't even said anything yet, fuckwit. I haven't even said anything yet. Fuck us.
Fuck us.
Fuck me. I'm going to preface this in saying, with the caliber of ding shits in this room right now and how I'll be able to try and read this out and you're going to be jumping in.
There are listeners.
No, you guys are ding shits. I'm saying the ding shits, your ding shits. I'm saying with the caliber of ding shits in this room, not the listeners.
Yeah, cabbage.
It's going to be hard for me to articulate exactly this show, but I'll please just preface in saying you will enjoy this one. 92% like this TV show. 92% of people like this. It's Google.
What, big footy?
Journalist Graham Hancock travels the globe hunting for evidence of mysterious loss. Journalist Graham Hancock travels the globe hunting for mysterious lost civilizations dating back past the last ice age. Dan, this is incredible. It's one of Joe Rogan's most listened to podcasts.
Here we go.
This guy now, Graham Hancock, has done his own series called Ancient Apocalypse. Basically, what's happened is historians, geologists, all these people that study that field, they feel that we were born in like year 4000 or something like that. I don't want to get into the specifics, so I don't fucking know. But they feel like after the Ice Age, that was when history was born. That's when all these things happened. But this guy, Graham Hancock, is challenging that. He's gone to the pyramid Giza. He went to the pyramids in Mexico, went to the pyramids in Thailand, and has found that everything is actually predating the Ice Age. He's found that these temples are actually older than we think. So knowing that there was actually a civilization before the Ice Age, got extinct, and now it's come back, and it's there. It's very, very cool. It's very, very interesting.
Cool.
No, Dan, it's very interesting. I would say get on and watch it. It's probably the coolest thing I've seen in a long time. Jump on. It's on Netflix. Ancient Apocalypse. Not in the top 10, so you wouldn't see it.
It sounds like the coolest thing I haven't seen yet.
Yeah. Well, man, you know about the – do you know about the pyramids?
Bloody earth, I do.
What do you know about them?
Just take hangers on them.
What do you know about the pyramids?
The pyramids. What's not to know about them? They're built like triangles for a reason.
They're built like triangles. We don't know.
You know why? Because inside the pyramids were valuable golds and arts and prints, and people at night would try and break in and get them.
Yes.
But they'd have to climb to the top, and it's impossible to climb up the top and then lower yourself down.
Yes.
That's why they're built like that.
I actually zoned out exactly what you're saying. But what I was going to say that might actually preface that is that they don't know how these things were built. They have absolutely no idea.
I do.
And they're still finding out all these things. There's these ones in Mexico and Thailand that are actually even more crazy than the pyramids that are known in Egypt. Get on and watch that show. I actually reckon everyone will really like it. Well, the ones that play with Lego won't probably like that one because they'll be like, goo, goo, gaga, not sure what's going on sort of thing. Like, put on some Rugrats or something.
But cat dog.
The ones that are there with one on my hourly intellectual standard will really enjoy that.
Yeah, I guarantee no one's watching that one. That's right, though.
How do you think it went, though, the delivery of it?
Not great.
Yeah,
you're better than that.
If I am. I really don't know if I am.
I don't feel like you're even watching these anymore.
I do watch this. Dan, I've watched this one. I've never been more confident on one before.
Have you seen Superbad?
I'd love to get some feedback as well. Did anyone watch... Sam watched the one I had last week. You liked it.
No, you
thought
you
said you liked it.
You didn't watch it, mate.
He said he's going to watch it.
No. Hey, that was awesome, man. I know everyone's turning this off early now and going to the TV to watch it. So the listenership has gone down from this moment. So what up, mate? That's good.
Awesome, mate. Well, thanks to you.
You're welcome.
I just want to say one thing to you. It was really good. The website's back. I just want to say one thing to you. Congrats on, like, I know.
You're going to set me up here to say something mean
back
to you.
No, I'm not at all. I just want to say, even though, like, you categorically ruined the first merch drop ever and then got our website locked off for 6 months, that we couldn't access and had like heaps of stock on that we couldn't sell to any of the fans.
You're welcome.
And we wore the heat of all that.
Mm.
And was that your fault?
No.
100% completely yes. That was your fault.
Debatable.
But the fact that now...
Allegedly.
The fact that now we've connected a new one with no help from yourself.
Yeah.
I want to say a massive thank you to you for that.
And I say back to you, let me get my hands on it.
Yeah. No, you're not touching it ever again.
Let me see. I want to get a feel
so
for it.
So I
want
to say a big thank you to the new listcloggers.com.au.
It's better for me
to be .au involved. Now because we've lost our old website because of like no one else here but you.
Yeah.
So I just want to say a massive thank you to you for that.
No dramas.
But now it's up.
You're welcome.
We're all supplied. We've got all of our stock back.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
So what I'd like you to do is hand me back the keys and let me drive that baby.
You're not literally not even going to let you put it in your domain.
I will.
No.
It will be my domain.
Yeah, so I want to say a big thank you for that.
No worries. There's some sales on. We're doing 100% off everything, aren't we?
No, we're not.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Hey, great. Ed, we're nearing the end of the year.
We are.
We've got any plans for the end of the year, big end of the show?
Well, we're going to do the list of the year, which will be announced. It'll be a big giveaway for that. But I think we're just going to come back bigger and better next year. We're going to have a good off-season, look at ourselves straight in the mirror and say, fucking, where can you get better?
Yeah, we are. We've got a lot of stuff planned
stuff
for next
better.
Year. So keep sticking around.
Love you guys. Thank you. ILXX.
He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns.